The IMF has pledged to further support Ghana following the government's prudent management of economic policies and programs. This, according to the fund, has made Ghana the fastest growing economy in the world. At a meeting with President John Evans Atta Mills in Blair House, Washington, D.C., the president of IMF, Christine Lagarde, attributed Ghana's economic success story to the effective leadership and knowledge of President Mills. Our presidential correspondent, Seth Eya, reports.
The meeting between the government and the IMF took place immediately President Mills was welcomed to the Blair House. The IMF President Christine Lagarde described Ghana as a valued member of the organization. As a result, the fund will readily provide technical and other support to Ghana as the country's economy expands and new opportunities emerge.
We are certainly very pleased under the program that Ghana has with the IMF to see the good progress that have been made. We have a close cooperation. We do our reviews on a regular basis, and we are extremely satisfied that very good progress is being made and will continue through 2012. So the IMF is very determined to continue to offer that support. We know that thanks to this new commodities that are available in your country, there will be many more areas in which we can offer our technical assistance, and based obviously on the range of expertise and know-how of our people at the fund, and we do that because you are a very valued member of the organization.
Madame Lagarde commended President Mills' personal involvement and members of his economic team in creating fiscal policies that have engendered economic growth.
I would like to also express my great satisfaction with the good cooperation that we have had with authorities in your country. And this is in no small part due to your personal engagement and involvement in this cooperation. And clearly your personal economic and fiscal background is extremely helpful in that respect. You understand those issues and you appreciate the value of the good fiscal policies that have to be put in place to make sure that Ghana is on a strong path to growth.
President Mills said, "Government is leaving no stone unturned to ensure that Ghanaians benefit from the $3 billion Chinese loan." He expressed gratitude to the IMF president for her support and understanding when the country needed the funds badly for the provision of vital national infrastructure.
"There was a time when we needed your understanding and help very badly in connection with the Chinese loan. And I believe that every well-meaning Ghanaian was extremely excited and happy when we got to know that we had your support for this. We want to do the very best that we can so that our people can benefit from this facility."
President Mills will this morning lay a wreath at the Arlington Cemetery and proceed to the White House to meet President Barack Obama. From Washington, D.C., Seth Eya reporting for Radio Ghana.